Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, I want you to know very clearly that God is good.
今天早上，我希望大家都很清楚地认识到我们的神是好的。
I want you to remember that God is good and all of His ways, His desire for us is good.
我希望大家能够清楚地认识到神是好的。神的心意对特别是对我们的心意都是好的。
From the very beginning, we see that God is good.
从起初开始我们就可以看到神是好的。
He created the world out of His goodness.
他创造了我们的这个世界。
He created mankind in His image out of His goodness.
他根据他自己的形象创造了我们的人类。
And He designed all of creation so that man can enjoy out of His goodness.
他设置了这一切，所以我们人类可以享受他的创造。
And this is how God designed everything to be.
这就是神所设计的一切。
He designed mankind to dwell and live in His ways.
他创造的人类是要让人类根据他的心意而活。
And in His ways there is peace.
顺着他的心意，因为有平安。
There is fruitfulness.
有硕果累累。
There is blessing.
有祝福。
It's not even about His rules or His laws, it's about His ways and how He designed everything to be.
这并不是说他的法律和他的制度，这是指他的心意，神的心意要我们如何的生活。
And if you think about this,
如果你这样想，
it actually makes sense.
你感觉我们感觉是确实是对的。
If God created everything,
如果神创造了一切，
and He gives purpose to everything,
他在一切当中都有他的目的。
Then He has a way that He designed for everything.
因为他创造的一切都有他的心意。
This is how everything is supposed to be.
这就是每件事物都应该是如此的。
And it's supposed to be good.
应该是都是好的。
But then mankind rejected God.
但是我们的人类，我们的人类拒绝了神。
We rejected God's way.
我们拒绝了神的心意。
And that is our sin.
这就是我们的罪。
And ever since then,
自从那个时候开始
，we've had this.Seed of disobedience and rebellion against God.
在我们的心里就有了这一颗不顺服神的和堕落的种子。
We have this seed in us that makes us want to not go God's way, but to continue to try to go our own way.
因为这个种子在我们心里，我们开始不顺服神了。我们 不顺服神的心意，我们想要随着自己的心意走。
We're always looking for our way to find peace and prosperity outside of God.
我们想要顺着自己的心意去寻找平安，去寻找繁荣，而不在神里面。
And man is so desperate.
人类是如此的绝望。
And man tries to live so far outside of God.
我们人类试图想越离神越来越远。
That entire countries try to do everything they can do to eliminate the thought that there is even a God.
甚至有整个国家都想竭尽全力把甚至把有这个神的想法都想把它一并的卸除。
Entire scientific communities.Who ought to consider the possibility of everything They work very, very hard to eliminate the possibility that there is God.
整个科学的领域也是如此。 他们应该是考虑到所有的一切的可能，但是他们也在竭尽全力，想把有神这个可能性给消除。
See, in the heart of man, there is a desire to live outside of God and His ways.
有没有看到在人类的心里有一种欲望，就是要想活在神的心意之外？
But you know,
但是你知道,
even though mankind sinned,
虽然人类犯了罪,
even though mankind desires to live outside of God,
虽然人类的欲望是不顺服神的心意,
God is still good.
神仍旧是好的。
And in a magnificent design to reach the world with His goodness,
在这个伟大的设计当中，神是想要来到我们这个世界。
He called out a people to Himself.
他呼召了一群人。
He was to be their God.
他是应该成为他们的神的。
He is to follow in His ways.
这些人应该是顺服他的心意的。
So He gave them His ways.
他把他的心意也显示给他们看。
To lead them.
带领他们。
To guide them.
引领他们。
And He called this their laws.
他把他这个称作他们的法律。
And in this sense, He was their king.
这样子看来, 神应该是他们的王。
And He provided this group of people His ways to govern people.
他也把他的方式, 显示给他们看, 让他们管理这群人。
And He gave them His ways to remember Him.
他也显示他的心意, 让他们纪念他们。
And He gave them ways to worship Him.
让他们崇拜他们。
And whatever they needed,
不管他们需要什么,
He would provide for them in a very unique way.
他总是会以一种特别的方式供应给他们。
Why was this?
为什么会这样呢?
It's what God wants for all of us that He calls out of the world.
这就是神对我们所有的人的心意。
To live under His design.
在他的心意下而活。
And He wants everyone around His people to see that they live under His design.
他想让这群人，神的子民周围的这群人全都看到他们是在神的心意下而生活。
He wants the people who follow Him to live in a very unique way that everyone around will see the wonder of God in their lives and in their community.
他希望他的子民能够生活出一种神的心意，让他子民的周围的人全都看得到神的奇妙，看得到神的伟大。
And this group of people?
这群人。
They were called the people of Yahweh. That's the name of God, Yahweh.
他们被称作神的人，神的子民。
Okay, we could say that in Chinese, Yahweh.
Yahweh 就是耶和华。
Yeah, not Jehovah, but let's just say Yahweh this morning, because that's the name of God.
Yahweh 就是神的名字。
And these were the people of Yahweh.
这群就是,
they were the descendants of a man named Abraham.
他们是亚伯拉罕的,
God called them out
神呼召了他们,
to be His people.
成为他的子民,
and they were called the Israelites.
他们被称作以色列人。
These people were able to win wars and conquer lands and conquer kings.
这群人打了很多胜仗，占领了很多土地。
And they were known.
他们是以这样著名的。
But they were known not because they were the strongest people.
并不是因为他们很强壮。
They were not known because they had the most people.
并不是他们人数最多。
They were not known because they had the most advanced weaponry.
并不是说他们有很先进的武器。
In fact, it was the opposite.
事实上，这一切都恰恰相反。
They had the most famous battles won because they were usually outnumbered.
他们赢了最著名的战争，是因为他们人数巨少。
Some of the battles that they won, they had no weapons.
在一些战争当中，他们根本就没有武器。
And they were known to the world around them as the people of Yahweh.
他们对世人来说，他们是以亚伟的子民而著名的。
So when the world looked at this small group of weak people,
当世人看到这一群柔弱的人群，
they would see the power of their God.
但是他们看到了神的大能。
Entire cities would know.About the power of God.
整个城市都知道神的大能。
All these other surrounding lands would know the power of their God Yahweh.
周围的人也都了解到他们也看到了 Yahweh 的大能。
The Bible even says that entire cities would tremble and be in fear because of this small group of people.
圣经上甚至也说到整个城市就都在颤抖因为 这群人他们害怕了
The people of Yahweh
亚伟的子民
You see, God never let his people down
你也看到神永远不会让他的子民失望的
God was never a bad or evil king
神从来不是一个不好的或者邪恶的王
He was a good king
他是一位好的王
Because he is what? A good God.
因为他是一位好的神。
And even as he called these people out to show his power to the world,
虽然他也他呼召了这批人，让这批人把神显示给周围的人看。
Their biggest blessing,
他们最大的祝福是
was not success on the battlefield,
不是说在战争中赢。
Their biggest blessing was not the fruit of their land.
不是说他们在土地上硕果累累。
Their biggest blessing was to able to see and believe that God is good.
他们最大的祝福是他们相信神是好的。
That his ways are good.
神的心意是好的。
But people are people, aren't we?
人类终究是人类。
Even if we believe that God is good,
虽然我们相信神是好的，
we still have that desire in ourselves to go our own way.
但是我们的内心仍旧有这种欲望，就是要随着我们自己的心。
We still have a desire to find peace and prosperity outside of God's way.
我们仍旧有这种欲望，我们要通过自己来找到我们的平安和繁荣。
We have a tendency to take our eyes off of God.
我们总是要把眼睛从神的身上移开。
The God who has always been with us.
这位和我们一直在一起的神。
The God who has always watched over us.
这位一直在照顾我们的神。
The God who has always provided for us.
这位一直其供应给我们的神。
And we take our eyes off of God and we look at our circumstances.
我们把我们的眼睛从神身上移开，我们去看我们自己周围的事情。
Whenever something begins to not go our way,
不管何时，如果我们所想要的事情没有顺着我们的心意而进行。
Instead of trusting in God and His ways,
我们没有信任神的心意。
We start looking to us and our own ways.
我们却看着我们自己的心，照着我们自己的心意去做。
Doesn't this ever happen to you?
这样的事情你有没有经历过呢？
I know what happens to me.
我知道我也经历过这样的事情。
Let me tell you what happened to Israel.
我们先来看看以色列人到底后面怎么样。
Israel was led by God.
以色列是被神带领的。
Israel was blessed by God.
以色列是被神祝福的。
And God would appoint these men to be their prophets, to be their judges.
神会指定一些人成为他们的先知和他们的法官。
And at this particular time, they had a very good prophet named Samuel.
在有一段时间，他们有一个非常好的先知，就是撒母耳。
And Samuel was a good leader.
撒母耳是一个非常好的领导人。
He was a good prophet.
是一个非常好的先知。
But Samuel was getting old, as all men do.
但是撒母耳也是人，他也慢慢在变老。
And Samuel was starting to get to the point where he was going to die.
撒母耳也接近快要死亡的年龄了。
And the people started to worry.
以色列人就开始担心了。
Maybe his sons will take over.
或许他的儿子会接管。
But Samuel's sons, as some of us know, were bad.
我们当中有人也知道，就是撒母耳的儿子们并不是好人。
And as the people began to look at their circumstance,
当周围的人看看他们自己的情况，
they started to take their eyes off God.
他们开始把他们的眼神从神身上移开了。
Who is going to be our prophet after Samuel?
如果撒母耳死了以后，谁将成为我们的先知呢？
What if Samuel dies tomorrow?
如果撒母耳明天死了怎么办？
Is his terrible sons going to take over?
他那些可怕的儿子们会来接管我们吗？
Who's going to lead us?
谁将来带领我们呢？
We're a good nation.
我们是一个好的国度。
We're the people of Yahweh.
我们是亚伟的子民。
What are we going to do?
我们会怎么样呢？
We are too small of a people.
我们是一个很小的国度。
How are we going to survive this?
我们要如何才能生存呢？
What are we going to do now?
我们现在要怎么做呢？
Has this ever happened to you?
你曾经有过这样的经历吗？
You know that God has led you.
你知道神也带领过你。
You know that God has blessed you.
你知道神祝福过你。
Over and over and over again.
一次又一次的。
And yet, as things begin to turn.
但当事情有转变的时候。
As your future may appear to have something that is not going to go your way.
当你看到你的未来可能是不会顺着你的心意而走的时候。
You start wondering.
你开始怀疑了。
Not what God is going to do.
你不是说怀疑神将会做什么。
You start to wonder, what do I need to do?
你开始怀疑我要怎么做呢？
You take your trust off of God. And you turn your trust in what you can do. Has that ever happened to you before?
你把信靠神转变成信靠自己了。
When things start looking bad,
当事情看起来不那么乐观的时候，
Then I can't go God's way anymore.
我不能顺着神的心意走的时候，
I gotta take matters into my own hands.
我得自己来解决自己的问题。
I gotta look to my ways of doing things.
我得自己解决自己的问题。
The Israelites thought,
这就是以色列人的想法。
Look at all the countries around us.
看看周围的这些国家
They get stronger and stronger.
他们越来越强壮
They have majesty and glory.
他们有威严和荣耀
And they all have kings.
这些所有的国家都有一个王
Every strong country around us has a king.
每一个强壮的国家都有一个国王
The king leads them.
这个国王带领他们。
The king can make good alliances with other nations.
这些国王和其他的国家也结交同盟。
What are we going to do?
我们该怎么做呢？
Samuel's going to die.
撒母耳马上就要死了。
We need to get a king.
我们也需要一个王。
Like everyone else.
就像其他国家一样。
They said Samuel.
他们和撒母耳说。
We need a king like the nations around us.
我们就像其他周围的国家一样，我们也需要一个国王。
You see, they went from being led by God to being led by their own desires.
你看他们一开始是被神带领的，现在他们慢慢的是自己在带领自己。
They went from trusting in God.
他们一开始是信靠神的。
To start trusting in themselves.
但是他们现在他们开始自己信靠自己了。
They went from trusting in God's ways.
他们一开始是信靠神的心意的。
To start looking to their own ways and the world around them.
但是他们现在是看着自己的心意和看着周围的世界。
And they began to take matters into their own hands.
他们开始想要用通过自己的双手来解决自己的问题。
Aren't we just like this?
我们不也是这样吗？
They forgot the blessings and miracles of God.
他们忘记了神的祝福和奇迹。
They forgot that living under God's way was the best for them.
他们忘记了顺服神的心意是对我们人类最好的心意。
And so instead,They started to say, "We need a king like everyone else."
他们开始说，我们也要像其他人一样，我们需要一个王。
We need to follow what everyone else does.
我们要跟其他人一样。
So God told Samuel to fulfill their request.
所以神就和撒母耳说，满足他们的需求。
This was not because their request was good or right.
并不是说他们的要求是好的或正确的。
But because God wanted to teach Israel through their own choices.
但是因为是神想通过这件事情来教育他们。
So Samuel anointed the very first king of Israel. Do you remember who that was?
所以撒母耳就高了以色列的第一位王，你们记得是谁吗？
Who was it?
谁是第一位王？
Saul.
扫罗。
Oh, do you remember what Saul looked like?
你记得扫罗的长相吗？
Saul looked like a king.
扫罗看上去就像一个国王。
Saul, the scripture says in 1 Samuel, was tall and handsome.
在圣经上描述扫罗又高又帅。
He looked like royalty.
他看上去就是有尊严的。
He was exactly what the people wanted.
他就是这些人所想要的。
They didn't need God to be king. They wanted this earthly king.
他们不需要神成为他们的王，他们需要一个人成为他们的王。
Kings who had an image of magnificence and strength.
就像这位王有他的尊严，有他的看上去很强壮。
But this earthly king Saul.
但是这位地上的王扫罗。
He was just an earthly king.
毕竟是一位地上的王。
He was a man.
他是一个人。
Not God.
不是神。
And as Saul began to look to his own interests and disobey God.
当扫罗看着他自己。开始不顺服神，看着他自己的心意的时候，
he started to lead the people of God to look to their own interests and disobey God.
他也开始带领了他的人，不顺服神了。
And king after king after king, the nation fell deeper and deeper into chaos and despair.
一个国王接着一个国王，这个国度。变得越来越混乱，越来越混乱。
By the time of King Solomon,
到了所罗门王的时候，
he even started off as a good king.
他一开始是一个很好的国王。
But slowly and slowly, his heart turned away from God.
但是渐渐的，他的心又背离了神。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 11.
让我们来看一看《列王记上》第十一章。
We'll look at verse 4 and verse 6.
我们看第四和第六节。
It says, "For when Solomon was old, and his wives, because he loved many different wives and married many different foreign women."
所罗门年老的时候，他的嫔妃们，因为所罗门很爱女人，他娶了很多的妃子。
His wives turned away his heart after other gods.
这些嫔妃们诱惑他的心去随从别神。
And his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God.
所罗门就不效法他父亲，诚诚实实地顺服耶和华他的神。
I don't think Solomon only lusted after all these women.
我不觉得所罗门是说被这些女人诱惑。
Part of it is that.
这仅仅是一部分。
He was a man.
因为他是一个男人。
He was a king.
他是一个国王。
He was powerful.
他很有力量。
And he loved his women.
他很爱他这群女人。
But it's not just that.
这不仅仅是。
Because the practice of kings was to marry the royalty of other nations to build alliances.
因为国王的特殊地位，他可以和其他国家的女的结婚，所以他们可以保持国家之间的安。
It was what kings do.
这就是一个国王所做的。
You try to protect your kingdom.
为了保护你的国度。
So you marry the women, the princesses of other countries in order to build an alliance for protection.
你和其他国王就和其他国家的公主们联姻来保护你自己的国家。
It was practical.
这是很实际的。
It made sense.
听起来也很好。
Any king would have done the same.
任何国王都会这样做。
And as he brought in these queens from other countries,
当他把这些皇后从其他国家带进来的时候，
something that under God's ways, God says, don't do that.
神和他说不能这样做。
But why?
为什么呢？
Because as you bring women in from other countries,
因为你把这些女人从其他国家带进来的时候，
what do you bring in with them?
你把什么带进来了？
The gods that they worship.
把他们所敬所崇拜的神带进来了。
You bring in their idols.
把他们的偶像带进来了。
And what do you do if your wife really, really wants to do something?
如果你的太太如果很想做一件事情，你会怎么样？
What do all the men joke about here?
那这些男人，我们这些男人在这里是怎么开玩笑的？
How do you have a happy life?
你如何才能有个幸福的生活呢？
What do you do?
你做什么?
You have to have a happy wife.
你一定需要有一个很幸福的、很开心的太太。
So I don't know if it's wisdom or a mistake.
我不知道这是一个智慧还是一个错误。
I don't know if it's biblical or not.
我不知道这是不是根据圣经的。
But David made his wife happy.
但是大卫王使他的太太很开心。
Oh, Solomon did.
所罗门使他的太太很开心。
And he built places for the worship of other gods amongst the people of Israel.
所以他在以色列建造了一些地方，让这些人崇拜他们自己的偶像和。This
is the important role of wives.
这就是一个很重要的关于太太的、关于妻子的制度。
His wives turned away his heart from God.
他的嫔妃诱惑他的心去随从别的神。
And under his kingship,
在他的国度下,
read what the Bible says.
看看圣经上怎么说的。
Solomon did what was what? Good? No. Evil in the sight of the Lord.
所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And under Solomon's kingship,
在所罗门所统治下的统治下,
the kingdom fell into chaos.
这个国度越来越糟糕。
And the kingdom of the people of Yahweh began to become divided.
在这个国度内的神的子民被分裂了。
And the people of Yahweh split.
神的雅威的子民被分裂了。
Into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
被分裂成为北边的国家和南边的国家。
So now the northern kingdom needed a new king. And the man who became the king of the northern kingdom, the first king, do you remember who that was? His name started with a J.
叫什么名字呢?
And Preston almost named his son the name of this king. Almost.
Preston 几乎要把这个名字就是取他的儿子同样的名字
Never name your son this name.
永远不要取你的儿子这个名字
The name of this king was Jeroboam.
这个国王的名字就叫做耶罗波安
And Jeroboam had the right heart.
耶罗波安有一颗好的心
He wanted to keep his kingdom together.
他要把他的国度,
He wanted to make sure there was unity.
他要, ,统一这个国度.
That's what all kings would do.
这就是所有国王想要做的.
But he was afraid that the people would break unity.
但是他也害怕这些人会把, ,会分裂这个国家.
Because the people he was afraid would go down to the southern kingdom to worship God.
因为他害怕有些人可能会回到南边的国家去崇拜他们的神
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷
You can see this in 1 Kings.
在列王记上可以看到
I think in chapter 14.
在14章
And what you see is his earthly wisdom, very practical, and what any king would do.
你所看到的就是他用他自己的智慧，就像每一个国王都会做的一样。
Instead of having the people have to go all the way down to worship their God.
为了防止他的人, 移到南边去崇拜他们自己的神,
In order to keep unity of the northern kingdom.
为了使北边的国家统一,
he built a place of worship in the north.
他建造了一个地方让他们, 敬拜。
But he didn't know how to do it.
但是他不知道怎么做。
So he made two golden calves for the people to worship.
所以他建造了两个金色的洞, 让他们。
So he led the people of God into sin.
所以他带领了他的人犯罪了。
Jeroboam was a king over the northern kingdom for 22 years.
耶罗波安是做了 在北边的国家做了22年的国王
And for 22 years he led the people into sin
22年当中 他带领了整个北边的人向神犯了罪
And he was considered to be one of the most evil kings of the people of God
他被认为是一个犯了最大罪恶的一个国王
Because what you see in the scripture is in verse 9, but you have done what? Good or evil? Evil above all who were before you. Yes, the first king, Saul, sinned. Yes, David grossly sinned. Yes, Solomon sinned. But you have done more evil than all who were before you. And the scripture says, and God will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned and made Israel to sin.
因耶罗波安所犯的罪,又使以色列人陷在罪里,耶和华必将以色列人交给仇敌。
This is what the people wanted. They did not want God's ways.
他们不想要神的方式。They
thought very practically, and they wanted their own ways.
他们很实际,他们想要按着自己的方式,自己的心意。And
so king after king after king, it gets worse and worse.
所以一个国王接着一个国王,事情也越来越糟糕。
The son of Jeroboam, his name was what?
耶罗波安的儿子叫什么名字?
His name is King Nadab.
他的名字叫拿扎。
What did he do?
他做了什么？
Let's all read this in Chinese. Let's say this.
我们统用中文读。
Right here. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
拿扎已行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，行他父亲所行的罪，犯他父亲是以色列人现在罪里的那罪。
Did he do good or did he do evil?
他是做了好事呢，还是做了邪恶的事情？
Who is the next king after that?
拿扎以后国王是谁？
Well, it wasn't the very next king, but we see this king Baasha.
我们看到这个巴沙国王。
And let's read this in English. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, walking the way of Jerusalem, and his sin which led Israel to sin.
Did he do good or did he do evil?
他是做了正确的事呢，还是做了邪恶的事？
And whose ways did he follow?
他跟随了谁？他跟随了谁的心意？
Jeroboam.
是耶罗波呢？
On and on and on it went.
这样的事情一直一直在发生。
King after king after king.
一个国王接着一个国王。
You see the words.
你也看到这里的话语。
He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Every king you see in the north, this is what happens.
所有的国王在北边的国王，这就是他们所行的事。
The kings that they asked for.
这就是 这些人类所这群人所要求的国王
leading them farther and farther away from the heart of God
把他们 带的离神越来越远越来越远
You see, I don't think the people of God originally chose to sin and go farther and farther away from God
你也看到我不相信这群人一开始就选择了要背逆神。
I don't think that when they asked for a king, they said, "Today we are going to do evil."
我也不相信他们那天要求有一位国王的时候，他们在说今天我们要行邪恶的事。
I don't think any of these kings started off and said, "I'm going to be an evil king."
我也不相信这些国王一开始做国王的时候，他们就在心里在想，我要成为一位邪恶的国王。
What makes people go away from the goodness of God and the goodness of His ways?
什么事情是使神的是使神的子民离开了神呢？
When you look at Saul and Solomon and even Jeroboam, they all started off with the right heart with God.
当你看到扫罗、所罗门和耶罗波安，他们一开始的心、一起初的心意都是好的。
But whenever they started to look at their problems,
但是当他们看到自己的问题的时候
，and whenever they started to take their eyes off of God and start to look at their own problems,
当他们眼神离开了神的时候，当他们把他们目光注意在自己的问题上的时候。
When they started to stop trusting in God and started trusting in their own ways,
当他们不再信靠神了，但是他们却信靠了自己。
That's when they started to go astray.
这个时候，他们就偏离了正道。
Do you see that?
有没有看到？
So you have to remember this.
一定要记得。
Big mistakes.Usually start with small missteps.
大的错误往往是从一些小的失误而开始的。
Big mistakes usually start with very small steps in the wrong direction.
大的错误往往是从一些小的失误而开始的。
The people of God do not just choose outright to not love God or not trust God.
神的子民不会公然的选择不爱神或者 不信靠神。
The road of disobedience begins with very small, small steps to compromising when God's way doesn't make sense.
走上不顺服之路的起源往往是从小事上开始，因为不能让认同神做事的方式而开始动摇妥协，而 走了自己的路。
Whenever we start lookingAt our circumstance,
无论何时，当我们看，当我们
Whenever we take our eyes off God and start to look at our circumstance,
当我们的眼神离开了神，但是我们的眼神却聚集在我们自己的周围。
Whenever we think about God's way and it just doesn't make human and earthly sense.
当我们觉得神的心意，我们不，神的心意不对我们并没好处的时候。
Instead of going God's way,
我们没有顺着神的心意。
We take one small step of going in the wrong direction.
我们呢，走了一小步，偏离了一小步。
And we'll take another small step in the wrong direction.
然后我们又偏离了另外一小步。
You see, that's what happened to the people of God.
你就看到了这些神的子民最后怎么样的。
That's what happened to these kings who represented God.
这也是这些国王所经历的。
And as they started with small missteps,
他们通常是从一些小的错误开始的。
Instead of going the way of God,
他们应该是顺着神的心意走的。
Their small missteps led them farther and farther and farther away from God.
但是他们那些小小的错误把他们带的离神越来越远，越来越远。
Things got worse and worse.
这些国王越来越坏，越来越坏。
And then we finally get to King Ahab.
最后我们最后有位国王叫做亚哈。
And look at the picture that the Bible gives us.
我们看看圣经上所描述的。
Let's read it together in Chinese. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
但利的儿子亚哈。
How do you say his name in Chinese?
Yaha.
Yaba.
Yaha.
Yaba. Yaba.
Yaha.
Oh, Yaha.
Yaha.
English is Ahab. He did more evil than any king they have ever seen before.
他这个亚哈国王甚至更邪恶，比以前的所有的国王都要邪恶。
They have never seen a king as wicked as Ahab.
他们从来没有见过这样的一位国王。
Their small steps, which started only a little bit away from God,
这些小小的错误,
now has led to a king that is so wicked they've never seen anything like it.
现在带来了这样一位邪恶的国王，大家从来没有见过这样。This
is not just a bad king.
这不仅是一位不好的国王。
We now have the most evil king at this point in the history of the people of God.
我们现在在历史上我们有了一位最邪恶的国王。
And the scriptures say this.
经上是这样说的。
And as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, he took for his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him.
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了西顿王杰巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利。
What's his wife's name?
他的妻子叫什么名字？
Jezebel.
耶洗别。
How do you say in Chinese?
耶洗别。
Never name your daughter Jezebel.
不要把你的女儿取这个名字。
Never name your daughter your son Jeroboam.
也不要把你的儿子取耶罗波安这个名字。
Never name your daughter Jezebel.
永远不要取这个名字给你女儿。
Doesn't mean that J names are bad.
不是说J开始的名字是不好的。
I mean, yeah, Pastor James. James is a good name. Not Jeroboam, not Jezebel.
但是不能取耶罗波安和耶洗别。
Have you ever seen the corruption of men to such an extent that it looks as if it is beyond rescue?
你有没有看到过有这样的事情，腐败是如此的严重，你都觉得是无药可救了。
That the men of the leadership of the country are so bad that the whole country seems like it is beyond rescue.
这些国家的领导人是如此的邪恶，看起来整个国家都无药可救了。
What about in your own life?
那你自己的生命呢？
Have you wandered so far away from God's way?
你有没有偏离了神如此的远？
Have you made so many mistakes?
你犯了如此多的错误？
That you felt as if your own life is beyond rescue?
你觉得你自己的生命也是无药可救了呢？
This is what is happening to the people of Yahweh.
这就是这些神的子，亚伟的子民所经历的。
Their nation was spiraling down.
他们的这个国家在螺旋式的下降。
Because Baal was a whole new level of wickedness.
这个巴利就是另外一个完全新的一个层次的邪恶。
Baal was worshipped as the god of rain and storm.
这个巴利是被当作雨和风暴的神来敬拜的。
If Baal was pleased.If Baal was happy,
如果巴利取悦了
then the people believed they would have prosperity.
那这些人就相信他们会有繁荣
The land would produce crops.
那庄稼会生长
And then humans would produce babies.
人类就会生产孩子
And so they would work so hard to please this God of fertility.
所以这些人群就竭尽全力来 取悦这位他们的神。
But in order to please this God,
但是为了取悦这位神
here are some of the practices.
这些是他们必要做的。
They would offer and sacrifice their children.
他们要把他们孩子当作献祭。
They would kill their children as blood sacrifices for Baal.
他们要把自己的孩子杀了，当作祭献给这个巴利。
In the place of worship for Baal, there would be temple prostitutes.
在这个敬拜巴利的殿中有妓女。
So the people would come to the temple.
这些人会来到这个殿里。
And in our church, we worship Yahweh through singing.
在我们教会里，我们以唱歌的方式来崇拜我们的亚伟。
Through listening to God's word.
我们来听神的话。
By giving of our finances.
来给我们的奉献。
By giving of our life.
把我们的生命交给神。
They worship Baal by having sex with a temple prostitute.
他们崇拜崇拜巴利的方式是以和这些妓女上床。
This was a whole another level of evil.
这是完全是另外一个层次的邪恶。
And the people of God have now fallen to a place that they never expected.
这些人群已经堕落到一个程度，他们永远也没有想到的。
A hole so deep they almost couldn't get out of it.
他们已经坠入了一个如此深的洞，他们永远也无法再爬上来了。
This may have felt as if they were beyond rescue.
这群人或许也感觉到他们是无药可救了。
But even in this state,
但是甚至在这个时候
even at the place where they may have felt like they were beyond rescue,
甚至在这个地方这些人自己都觉得无药可救的时候
God sent a man,
神差遣了一个人
to come and confront the wickedness of this king.
神差遣了一个人来到来到了这些罪恶的人面前。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1.
让我们来看列王记上第十七节第一章。
Now Elijah the Tishbite.
以基列寄居人以斯比人以利亚。
Of Tishbe in Gilead, he said to Ahab.
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说
As the Lord, the God of Israel lives,
我指着所侍奉永生
Before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word.
这几年我若不祷告, 地不降露, 不下雨,
out of nowhere.
不知道从哪里来,
unannounced.
没有被大声宣布的,
understated.
非常低调的,
but as you read this one verse,
但是当你读到这些经文,
this is the break that they've been waiting for.
这就是这群人所等待的一个决堤。
You can't miss it.
你不会错过这个。
This verse is like the breath of fresh air.
这段经文就像是一口新鲜的空气。
This verse feels like the person who was almost about to drown.
这节经文就像一个快被淹死的人。
And they come out and take that first breath.
他们终于把他们的头伸出了水面。 深深地吸了一口新鲜的空气。
This is Elijah.
这就是以利亚。
God's prophet.
神的先知。
And the first thing I want you to see is Elijah's name.
第一点我想大家来看一看以利亚这个名字。
Look at his name.
我们来看看这个名字。
His name is made of El.
他的名字有一个L,
which is short for Elohim.
这就是Elohim的一个转称,
which is the word for God.
这就是一个，这就是神。
And the second part of his name,
第二部分他的名字是
Yah, which is short for Yahweh.
这就是一个雅伟的转身。
And a small letter, I,
还有一个, 小写的I,
which means my or mine,
是指我的。
Elijah's name means,
那以利亚的名字就是指,
my God,
我的神,
is the Lord Yahweh.
是主雅伟。
The Lord Yahweh is my God.
主雅伟是我的神。
That's his name.
这就是以利亚的名字。
The second thing,
第二部分,
is where he came from.
我们来看看他从哪里来的。
Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead.
以利家提斯比是在基列。
Mm-hmm. Very little is known about Tishbe.
很少人知道这个提斯比。
We don't even know its exact location.
我们甚至不知道它具体在哪儿。
Except that it was in Gilead.
我们只知道它是在基利。
Which is on the eastern side of the Jordan River.
基利是在约旦河的东面。
And the name Gilead means rugged.
那这个基利这个名字呢，是指崎岖的。
And that's the type of people that you find there.
你也看到是同样的人类，同样的一种人住在那边。
In the rugged terrain.
在一个崎岖的地形上。
People were not royalty there.
住在那边的人不是尊贵的。
They were not polished or sophisticated.
他们不是繁华的地方。
It was a simple and coarse and rugged land.
这是一个简单粗糙的地方。
And sometimes their people were just like that.
我们有时候人就是要这样子。
We need people that are like that.
我们有时候就需要人也是这样子的。
They don't put on a fake mask.
他们没有伪装自己。
There's no false pretenses.
他们没有假惺惺的。
People that are very straightforward.
他们非常的直截了当。
And so we have this man, Elijah.
所以我们就有了这位以利亚,
whose name tells people that he is the servant of the Lord Yahweh.
以利亚的名字已经告诉我们他是神的仆人。
Coming out from a very rough and rugged land.
来自于一个简陋粗糙的地方。
And he goes into the presence of the most wicked king.
他来到了这位最邪恶的国王的面前。
And everything that surrounds him of the people of God is the worship of Baal now.
在他周围所有的人都在崇拜巴利。
The people of God have gone so far off track that they seem like there's no rescue.
这些人已经离神离得那么远了，他们看上去是无药可救的人。
They have gone so far away from God and His goodness and the goodness of His ways.
他们已经背离了的，背离神的心意，如此的遥远。
This king and queen are more evil than they've ever seen.
这些国王和皇后是他们从来没有见过的邪恶。
Is it even possible to be rescued?
要拯救他们是可有可能吗？
Is there anyone who is willing to take a stand against wickedness?
有人能够 愿意站起来反对 这种邪恶吗？
And in this moment,
就在这个时候，
God sent Elijah.
神 派遣了以利亚。
For the next 3 to 4 weeks,
接下来的三到四周
Pastor James and I will be preaching through the life of Elijah.
James 长老和我会一同来讲以利亚的生平。
I wanted to give you the background.
我现在要给你一些背景。
Well, that what today was giving you the background.
今天我给了你一些以利亚的背景。
Of the state of the people of God.
而且那时候神的人，神的子民。
And where Elijah came in.When Israel most needed it.
当以色列最需要的时候，以利亚出现了。
But today,
但今天
I wanted to show you 3 points that I believe we can learn from what we've seen in Elijah.
我要给你们看三点，我们可以从以利亚身上学到的。
Number one,
第一点
I want you to see that God calls His followers to take a stand when others don't.
第一点我希望大家能看到当其他人立场不明的并不明之时神要他的子民站起来站稳立场。
Elijah did not come from a place that was prominent.
以利亚不是从一个很显著的地方出来的。
Elijah was not trained in public speaking.
以利亚也没有受过公共演讲的训练。
Elijah was just an ordinary man.
以利亚只是一个很普通的人。
In fact, that's what the book of James calls him.
这就是雅各书上所说的。
He was just like us.
他就像我们一样。
But he knew that the Lord Yahweh was his God.
但是他知道主亚伟是他的神。
And God called him to take a stand.
神呼召他站起来。
To show that there is a right way of doing things.
神呼召他站起来要显示给大家看我们做事是用一个正确的方式的
to show the world that there is one true God Yahweh
给世人看我们有一位真正的神 Yahweh
and that he has a standard of right and wrong
他有一个标准
he has a way that is the best way
他有他的方式这个方式是最好最好的方式。
Perhaps you are in a place today where there is wrongdoing.
或许你今天也可能也处在一个环境当中有一些错误的事情正在发生。
Maybe it's in your family.
或许在你的家庭里面。
Maybe it's at your work.
或许在工作的地方。
Maybe it's with your friends at school.
或许和你的朋友在学校里。
Someone close to you is being dishonest.
有一个和你很亲密的人不诚实
cheating the system
在欺骗
and it's for good intentions
但是呢理由是好的
it seems like it's for the right reason
这看起来好像是一个好的理由
maybe even lying by lying you can help your family
或许通过撒谎你可以帮助你的家庭
but it's wrong
但是这是错误的
And maybe God is calling you to take a stand when others won't.
或许神正在呼召你站起来，当其他人不会，当其他人不能站起来的时候，神或者正在呼召你站起来。
Second,
第二点。
Today I wanted you to see that all throughout history is the story of God.
第二点，我希望你能看到。整个的社会整个的历史就是其实就是关于神的故事。
And the whole story of God shows that God's way is the best way.
整个神的故事 显示了顺着神的心意所走的路是最好的路。
It's what we were designed for.
这就是我们被创造的,
It's how we are supposed to live.
我们应该是这样活的。
And even when man first sinned and fell away,
甚至当人类犯罪的时候背离了神,
God called a people to show the world that his way is the best way.
神呼召了他的子民来显示给世人看他的心意是最好的。
Instead, even this people chose to go their own way.
虽然甚至这群人也选择了他们自己的路。
They wanted to have a king like everyone else in the world.
他们想要自己的王。
And they went farther and farther and farther away from God and his way.
他们偏离了神越来越远。
The cycle couldn't stop.
这个循环不能终止。
Mankind, you and I are supposed to be beyond rescue.
人类看上去, 包括你和我, 都是无药可救了。 But
God promised that he would send a savior to stop the cycle.
但是神允许了，应允了，他会差遣一位救赎者。
And the only way to stop the cycle was to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die for mankind.
唯一的方式就是派遣他的独生儿子耶稣基督为我们而死，来停止这个循环。
That was God's rescue.
这就是神的救赎。
And although this world does not deserve God's love and rescue,
虽然我们不配得到神的爱和神的救赎。
The last point I want you to remember this morning
最后一点我希望你能记住的是,
is that God always sends rescue.
神永远会差遣他的救赎。
And the ultimate rescue of all is through faith in Jesus Christ.
而他最终极的救赎就是从耶稣基督而来的。
Mankind's heart is to go away from God.
人类的心是偏离神的心意。
Mankind's heart is to try to shut away the possibility that there is God.
人类的心意是要停止有一位神的这个可能性。
And even when we believe that God is good,
虽然我们相信神是好的,
our hearts are prone to wander.
但是我们的心很容易徘徊,
and we always choose to go our own way.
我们总是要选择按照自己的心意走。
We should be people that are beyond rescue.
我们是一群无药可救的人。
But because of God's great love,
但是因为神的大爱,
he always sends his rescue.
他永远会差遣他的救赎。
He's always ready to bring his people back.
他永远是准备好了要把他的子民带回来。
And ultimately, he sent his son Jesus.
最终的他差遣了他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
To be the ultimate rescue.
成为最终极的拯救。
So that we can be united with God.
所以我们可以和神重新的连接在一起。Rescued
from death to life.
把我们从死里救活。
From darkness into light.
把我们从黑暗当中带到光明。
From eternal death to eternal life.
把我们从永死当中带到永生之中。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父啊，我们感谢你。
Through the history of mankind,
通过人类的历史,
we see the story of God.
我们看到了神的故事。
We said in the very beginning, and we saw that God is good.
就像我们在一开始就说的, 神是好的。
And all your ways are good.
你所有的心意都是好的。
And mankind's heart is always to go against you.
我们知道我们人类的心总是背离你。
And we can get so far from you that we seem to be as if we are beyond rescue.
我们离你如此的远，我们都觉得我们是无药可救了。
In fact, we don't deserve your rescue.
我们事实上我们知道我们不值得你的拯救。
But even as you sent Elijah to the people of Yahweh,
但是当你把以利亚派遣来给这群亚伟的人,
when the people thought that there is no hope,
当这群人感觉到他们没有希望的时候,
you sent your man.
你派遣了你的人。
And just as we are today,
就像我们今天这样,
in a world that has no hope,
在这个世界上我们没有希望,
you sent your son.
你派遣了你的爱子。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Because Jesus is our ultimate rescue.
因为耶稣是我们最终极的救赎。
We thank you today, God.
我们今天感谢你, 神啊。
May all who know that we need rescue call out to Jesus.
我们愿我们所有的人知道自己需要被救赎的，都跟随耶稣。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.